Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Some nice recognition for the Rock Ridge Boys Basketball Program. Varsity head coach Andy Say and IBCA District Coach of the Year. Then junior high coaches Matt McKay, Pete Cunico, and Josh Wheatley, also IBCA District Coaches of the Year. Andy Say, congratulations. That's some nice recognition for the program, that's for sure.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, I think everyone's pretty excited about the success we had this year. And, you know, when you have really good players that buy in and do things the right way, it makes the coaches look a lot better. So speaking personally, I'm excited about it, and I'm, you know, kind of honored to be mentioned in the same breath as a lot of those great coaches that were also awarded the district coach of the year.
And I know we talked with you a lot this past season about buy-in from the kids and the community and really wanting to do something special. And it looked like, well, there's no question you really got that done this year with two junior high championships and the varsity basketball team getting to the sectional. So the equation looks to be working and heading in the right direction, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're really excited about, you know, things not only at the junior high level, but at the high school level as well. Ever since I got into coaching, I always kind of said that, you know, I want to coach kids that want to be great. And, you know, it wasn't the most linear path to Rock Ridge, but I got here after a few stops, and it's really refreshing to see kids, you know, not only at the high school level, but at the 7th and the 8th grade level that want to be in the gym at 6 a.m., that want to be sitting behind the bench at the varsity games, that just want to be around the game of basketball and around the program. And we're really fortunate to have such a large population of kids that are excited about Rock Ridge basketball and that are willing to put in the time it takes to be great.
Well, and I know, Coach, with all of the stuff that has gone on since basketball season ended, and we're talking about this pandemic, it seems like basketball season ended 9 years ago. And I mean, we're talking about basically it ended just a little over, you know, really a month and a half ago. And, you know, in question is summer. It looks like there's going to be no summer contact days by the IHSA. They've been suspended to this point. So there's going to be no off-season stuff, really, other than kids having to work on their game on their own. And a lot of people will say, Taylor, that's the way it should be. They should have to work on their own. So what about that?
Well, I think a lot of people that have that mindset are going to get their wish, and they're going to get to see what, you know, what really happens when the ball is left in the court of the kids individually. So I really don't know. I'm hesitant to really make any predictions about anything. And, you know, I'm also hesitant to reach out to our kids and to try to get them to be working on stuff, because you just don't know how this is affecting each family and each kid. I know some kids that are working even more now, because maybe mom or dad is, you know, not able to work, and they're able to bag groceries at Ivy and get those hours and make that money. So we're in some real uncharted times, and the most important thing is everyone's safety and everyone's health. So you know, obviously basketball, especially at the high school and the junior high level, that comes second to all of that. So we'll see how it goes. I remember when I was in high school, and, you know, it was right when summer contact days started, and it was just a weird kind of transition, because we weren't able to get in the gym at, you know, with a team concept level. And then all of a sudden we were, and it was kind of weird, because not every coach bought into it, and there were days where we maybe had 2-3 kids in the gym. So it's going to be strange times, and for all those purists that want summer to go away and the kids to be kids, they're not necessarily getting to be kids, because everyone's kind of in lockdown, but it's definitely different and uncharted times.
All right, and as we wrap up here, you know, when this started back in mid-March. Well, you know, well, they're going to have a state basketball tournament. Well, next day, boom, nope, they're not going to have a state basketball tournament. Can we have a spring sports season? You know, a couple weeks go by, maybe. Another week goes by, there's still an outside shot. Next week, they say, well, spring sports canceled. All right, so then we move forward. Summer contact days suspended. Now the big concern is, well, is there going to be a fall sports season? So that's the next big question mark. There's a little cushion for winter sports, high school basketball. But I mean, as we talk to you right now, May the 7th, and you read all these different things, and the state is so big, and we see the impact of what goes on in the metropolitan area of Chicago. How concerned are you about basketball season for 2020-2021? You worried at all?
Oh, I'm definitely worried. I'm worried. I'm worried for fall sports. I'm worried for, you know, the kids that need to be in school. I'm worried for the parents that need to be working. There's a really scary, you know, possibility that this continues. So yeah, I'm worried about our sport, but I think, you know, we need to hope that things are better and that, maybe there's a vaccine and kids are able to play football and cross country and volleyball. So, yeah, I'm worried, but like I said before, the most important thing is that everyone's healthy and safe and, those numbers don't keep going up.
And you didn't even mention golf because you're the golf coach too. Well, coach, I hope we're seeing kids competing in the fall, or potentially even maybe there's some hope that the restriction on summer contact days can be lifted and we can see some kids competing in the summer or getting ready for the fall and winter sports seasons. Coach, we appreciate the help, and again, congratulations, well deserved, on the District Coach of the Year from the IBCA.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate everything you do for Rock Ridge.
All right, you're listening to WMJ and WMJ.com.